Thanks for staying on with us. This is Notepad. Of course, events are still developing, mostly at the PM residences. And we've seen how the Attorney General is there. We've seen how the past president is also there. And just to recap, if you've missed some of the events that has transpired over the past few hours, UMNO has decided to withdraw support for the Perikatan National Government barely a month after it officially retracted support for Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin as Prime Minister. UMNO President Datuk Sri Zahid Hamidi made this announcement just now at 6 PM following an emergency Supreme Council meeting. 10 other MPs stood by Zahid as he broadcasted the announcement live. Zahid claimed he has enough statutory declarations from among his party MPs to see the collapse of the Perikatan government, and that he also said that he has presented some of the SDs on statutory declaration to the Yang di-Pertuan Agong in a recent audience that he had sought. Zahid's announcement is the latest blow to the Perikatan government, whose legitimacy is currently being disputed by opposition MPs following the royal rebuke. And some reports, particularly those from Lee Sekini, has reported that up to 14 MPs have withdrawn support for the Perikatan National Government. However, it is or it must be noted that 8 ministers, UMNO ministers, are still in the cabinet because only one has resigned. Following this, another development that took place earlier in the day, around 1 o'clock just now, a motion to debate and annul the emergency ordinances will be tabled in the upcoming parliament meeting in September, and this is coming after the Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin in a statement said today that the revocation process by the Yang di-Pertuan Agong, as advised by the Cabinet on the 23rd of July, could not be completed.
Based on the statement, the government has in fact failed in its bid to revoke the emergency ordinances as announced on July 26, and will now look to table the matter for debate when the Dewan Rakyat reconvenes next month. Muhyiddin added that the issue that the ordinances not being consented to by the King does not arise anymore as the emergency proclamation expires on August 1st. He said the motion, which will be deliberated on at the cabinet meeting tomorrow, is hoped to be able to address the polemic involving the revocation of the ordinances in a harmonious and constitutional manner.
So here to unpack all of this is Professor Dr. Ahmad Murtada Muhammad, the head of Cluster Governance and Integrity School of Government, College of Law, Government and International Studies at UUM or University Utara Malaysia. Prof, let's talk a little bit more about the current ongoings. What do you make of this?
Okay, first of all, it is not surprising actually because we have seen so many developments prior to the latest announcement by the president of UMNO. You know, we have seen him making so many statements saying that UMNO will put the support from PN, and then he also urged members of parliament from UMNO to rescind their support towards Perikatan Nasional or government. So this is not something which is very, very surprising. It is some people have already indicated that this is something that will come up very soon. And so whenever he made the statement earlier, so it is something that people have been expecting this kind of statement to come up from the party, especially after the recent development when Yang di-Pertuan Agong was not very happy with the development of the current government, especially pertaining to the cancellation of emergency ordinance that was supposed to be debated but was not because of action taken by the government. So I think in light of the recent development, what is taking place earlier today, now it's not very surprising, but what lies ahead, which is very, very interesting for us to be debated.
Yeah. Let's try to unpack what lies ahead. What would be some of the scenario possibilities from now? Let's start with the current meeting that is currently taking place at the residence of the Prime Minister. We know that the AG is there. We know that the past president is there. The deputy president of Bersatu, Faizal Azumu, is there. What would be some of the items that might come out from this meeting, you think?
Yeah, I think there are so many perspectives out there that we can discuss. But first thing first, after at least President of UMNO has already reiterated that UMNO wanted to pull out from supporting the PN government. And then even when he made the statement, he was being surrounded by at least 10 members of parliament from UMNO. And to make matter more difficult is that the resignation of a member of parliament from Lenggong, who was also happened to be the minister. So I'm sure the top agenda that will be discussed tonight will be, now what's the current situation? You know, how many members of parliament out there are still supporting the current government, you know, whether or not the simple majority is enough. So I think this will be on top of the agenda of the Prime Minister and people who are coming to his home tonight to discuss, especially from Coalition of Perikatan Nasional, from PAS, you know, from Bersatu, and also parties from Sarawak. So I'm sure they would have to discuss, you know, what to make from the pullout of UMNO, especially when the numbers are quite big, you know, because prior to this, we have heard that probably only a few members of parliament from UMNO, they are not showing support towards the government. But as of right now, we have seen that at least 10 or 11 of them are not supporting the current government. So it means the numbers, you know, are getting down by the day. So it seems to me that the Prime Minister has to get enough support for him to continue ruling the government. At least he has to have a simple majority. I think the meetings tonight will be evolved around how many support that he still has in terms of making sure that he can continue become the Prime Minister.
Yeah, some of the support relies on the UMNO members. Right now, it seems like UMNO is split into two groupings. One of them is, of course, the cabinet members. Another one is this 11, some reports say 14. How do you think the UMNO support will stack up in relation or in relative to the support that will be garnered by the Prime Minister?
Because I think if we were to look at the recent development within UMNO itself, we know that there are two camps within UMNO. One is supporting the Prime Minister, the other one is sticking with the position of the President. And you know, it is very clear today that roughly there are 10 or 11 members of Parliament that are supporting the position taken by the President and taken by MT. While the rest, you know, based upon the news that we have heard a few days ago, no, they have stated very clearly, in fact, probably they have signed some kind of agreement to continue to support the current government. So in a way, no, we have really not seen a very clear signal coming from UMNO, even though the statement by the President earlier today was very clear, you know, very direct, that they already sent a letter to the Yang di-Pertuan Agong indicating that some of them has taken out or pulled out the support from supporting the current government. But in a way, you know, we have seen also a statement from Datuk Zahidi, also a statement from Datuk Anwar Musa, also a statement from some other members of parliament, you know, from Datuk Sri Shahidan. All of them indicated that they have continued to give strong support to the current government. So in a way, you know, we have still in the dark how many of them from UMNO are still supporting the current government and how many of them are still pulling out the support from supporting UMNO. So it will be very difficult, but I'm sure now it is the guessing of the numbers game, you know, how many of them are still supporting, you know, taking into account not only from UMNO, but also from PAS, from Bersatu and from other coalition, GPS Sarawak and also from Sabah. And also, we have to remember that there are a few members of parliament who basically pull out from PKR, who have already indicated their support to the current government. So in a way, you know, it is not very clear how many members of parliament are supporting the government to make sure that the government is still intact and stable.
Prof, earlier on in the Consider This show, they interviewed Dato' Ikhwan Salim Suja, the UMNO head of Bahagian Damansara. And Dato' Ikhwan was saying that, among other things, while he is still a party man and that he wants to uphold the party stand, he made the call for Dato' Sri Zahid Hamidi to resign. to take a step back and breathe in new leadership. And his call is actually not that unique. A lot of Bahagian leaders are also making these kind of statements, whether or not it is on record, off record, we keep on hearing these kind of items. So when you say that UMNO is in two camps, much of us can agree to that. But it's also important for us to note that Datuk Sri Zahid Hamidi himself is not solid in his own party, that his own grassroots members are making some call for him to resign. What does this say when it comes to the stability of UMNO itself when people are asking for the president to resign openly?
Yeah, I think this is not new. You know, we have also heard a few people have called up for the president to resign, you know, especially in regard to his court case. And in the fact that even within UMNO, you know, there are two camps currently. You know, one camp is supporting him, the other camp is supporting the current government. So in a way, you know, I'm sure the call for him to resign or step aside will be much louder in the days to come. No, because we have seen that if we were to look at the numbers of people surrounding him, you know, some of them, you know, are having personal issues, you know, some of them are having court cases. So it would be very, very difficult for UMNO supporters, you know, basically to understand what is the motive of the president and some of his supporters to go ahead with this kind of statement, with this kind of action, when the country is being in great turmoil, you know, caused by this crisis pandemic, COVID-19. A lot more people are suffering. And in fact, we are in the fourth wave of the pandemic. And then a lot more people are dying every single day. And, you know, we have also seen the spike of cases that are due to the new variant, Delta variant, that not only creating havoc in this country, but also all over the world. So I think people will be starting to ask again, you know, the president, whether or not this move is having some kind of personal agenda, or whether the president and his men, you know, are moving ahead with this plan with the rakyat in mind. You know, because if we were to look at carefully at the situation currently, a lot of people are not very happy, and I'm sure a lot more Bahagian UMNO basically, you know, are not also very happy with the way things are progressing. You know, because if we were to look at the sentiment of people, you know, not only from UMNO but also people all over the country, you know, they are not very happy. Most of them are fed up with this kind of politicking taking place in the country, and most of them wanted something at least for politicians to have an embargo in terms of creating or doing something which is not beneficial to the country, and which is also creating instability in terms of politics and economy. So I think with this kind of action taken by the president, and with the call from some of the grassroots leaders, you know, who are asking for the president, I'm sure the call for the president to step aside or to resign or to reconsider his action will be even louder in the days to come. You know, because I think this is not the right time for the president and his men, or even for MT, to call up or to decide on this kind of action, because it will not only jeopardize the country, but most importantly, it will harm citizens at large, because people are being affected badly due to this pandemic and due to this crisis.
All right, we'll go for one short break. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation on the developing story of the political crisis that we're in right now. We'll be back after these messages. Thanks for staying on with us. We are breaking news right now. The developing story of Dato' Sri Zahid Hamidi announcing that he is, or UMNO, is pulling out of the support of Perikatan Nasional. We have reporters on the ground at the PM's residence right now covering the story there. Breaking news will be coming in at 11 o'clock as well as at midnight. And we're going to be covering this throughout the evening if and when the story develops. But for now, we have Professor Dr. Ahmad Murtada Mohamad of University Utara Malaysia. Prof, early on, we were discussing on some of the events that is currently happening with UMNO, as well as the ongoings right now with the Prime Minister's residence. I want to have an idea of what you think is going to take place when it comes to the palace. Do you think the Sri Paduka Baginda Yang di-Pertuan Agong is going to get involved? Do you think that MPs will now seek an audience with him?
Yeah, I'm sure in the days to come, there'll be parties that will try to seek audience with the king. Because this is understandable, you know, because especially PH, they have stated clearly that they wanted to seek an audience with the Agong, you know, by taking into account that the current government is losing the majority support. But if we were to look carefully at the federal constitution, I think by and large, you know, we have to remember that the sitting prime minister still has the power to decide on what is the next course of action. And based upon the federal constitution, you know, if we were to look at Article 43, within Item 4, at least he has two options. If he feels that he is losing the majority, you know, he can seek audience with the Agong. To make sure that he will be telling the Agong that he's losing the majority and asking the Agong to form a new government, or the second course of action will be for him to ask for the dissolution of parliament. So he still has some alternative for him to do if he, by taking into account all the supports that he has, you know, after tonight, probably he will be aware of how many members of parliament that are still supporting him, how will be members of parliament that will not be supporting him. So I think the next course of action for him, you know, if he knows that he is losing a simple majority, he would have to do those two things, you know, by seeking an audience with the Yang di-Pertuan Agong and making sure that he is telling the Agong that the Agong needs to elect the new government, you know, and also if that is not the alternative course of action, you know, he might recommend the Agong to dissolve the parliament and seek for the new fresh election. So, but I don't think that would be the case as of right now, because if we were to look carefully, you know, have also received news from some of my friends, you know, by telling me that according to the numbers, even if he is losing some support from members of parliament from UMNO, but overall, he still has enough majority support for him to continue ruling the government. Because if you were to look carefully at the numbers, even PH, if you were to put Anwar as the next prime minister candidate, he still does not have enough support in terms of majority support to form a government. So in a way, when there is no single party that can command a simple majority to form a government, so the current government still stand, and even if the current prime minister seeks an audience with the Yang di-Pertuan Agong, the Yang di-Pertuan Agong might ask him to continue, you know, either with the form of entering government, you know, or whatever course of action that the Agong deems is necessary, especially in light of the fact that the country is having a severe crisis, you know, caused by this COVID-19 pandemic. So I think as of right now, the situation, even if it is unclear, but if we were to look at the numbers, I don't think anyone has a simple majority, you know, either PH, by taking into account the numbers from some members of parliament from UMNO, or even if there is another person other than the prime minister, or even other than Anwar Ibrahim, who still commands a simple majority to form a government. So as of right now, I think, you know, barring any unusual circumstances, so I think the current government will still stand until if the prime minister feels that he is losing majority, then we would have to seek the audience from the Yang di-Pertuan Agong. And then the next step would be for him to take either of the two actions as stated earlier by me. So either to recommend the Agong to form a new government, or even to seek for a fresh election.
All right. The third alternative here, Prof, that you did not touch yet is on a unity government, or the national unity government, where, in a way, there's no more political parties. It's just, MPs rallying behind one person. Where is the reality of this, Prof, when it comes to national unity government?
Because if we were to look at the political landscape in our country, you know, that idea was even mooted out earlier by Tun Dr. Mahathir. Before he stepped down as the Prime Minister last time, he also mooted out the idea of forming a unity government. But the idea was not taken or well received by a lot of members of parliament. So I don't think the unity government will be something that will be table on the table that will be presented on the table, because I'm sure within the political landscape in our country, a lot more politicians, they have their own vested personal interests. They might not want to forego their own interests for the sake of forming a unity government, for the interests of the country and the citizen. Because if that is the case, things will not be out of hand like what we are experiencing right now. Because what we are experiencing right now is because due to the fact that some politicians, they have a vested personal agenda, if they were thinking about the well-being of the citizen, if they were thinking about the many people who have suffered, about the number of deaths who have risen every single day, about the hardship of people who are living in terrible condition, many people who are asking for help, donation, money, and so on and so forth. I don't think they will take this course of action, but because these politicians, they have a personal vested agenda, and their agendas are very different from the one that a lot of people, are having right now at the moment, thinking about what kind of food that they will have tomorrow for their kids, so that they will continue to live. So I think if this concept of unity government is being tabled, it would have been
by looking at the political landscape in our country, that's not possible.
All right, Prof. Final question, Prof. I just want to understand that misalignment of priorities, or the misalignment of interests between the rakyat's needs and interests versus the politician's needs and interests. There is a misalignment. We all can agree to this. What's your personal take on these political leaders? What's your personal view of this as a rakyat, as a Malaysian, not as a political scientist, but as a regular person out there that wants to reach out to these politicians?
Yeah, that's a very good question. Because I have talked to a lot of friends. I have watched or listen to comment from people on social media. A lot of people, are very frustrated. They are very disappointed with the things that are currently going on in our country. As if that, we have not had any serious agenda in the eyes of the politician. Because whenever they are fighting for something, they are always fighting for their own personal agenda. In light of the fact that when the country is in very serious condition, when a pandemic is very serious, when Delta variant is wreaking havoc in our country, not only in Malaysia, a lot more countries are suffering because of this new variant, Delta variant. But for this politician, sometimes we look as if that they have not even taken to the ground to listen to what do people really want them for them to fight, because I'm sure this bunch of politicians, they are not very sensitive to the feeling and suffering of the people in the whole country. Because if they were sensitive, they might not even be doing all these things. They might not even march towards the parliament, because I think the current situation dictates that people, regardless of all background, regardless of all segments of the population, especially for politicians, people representative, they have to make sure they go down and look at the suffering of the people and listen to what the people want. And unfortunately, I don't think this is the image that people are looking at. I don't think this is the news that people wanted to hear. A lot more people are suffering. A lot more people are very frustrated with the recent development. Yes, people have been asking, why not wait until the next general election? It's very near. It's 1.5 years from now, not even 2 years. So why not wait until the next general election and fight very hard during the next general election to form a government? Why taking this time when a lot more people are suffering to pursue their own personal agenda without regard to the suffering of people all over the country? I'm sure these politicians, they don't even have the slightest idea of how hard people are going through right now. Some of them, are losing their family members. Some of them are losing their job. Some of them don't even have money on the table to feed their children. And I don't think these politicians have this kind of problems in their life. You know, they are rich. You know, they are having the good life. You know, they have enough everything. Yeah. They have not gone to the ground. So I really feel pity to them because, you know, they are not very sensitive to the suffering and flight of the regular people, you know, that are seeking help every single day.
Okay, Prof. Thank you very much. That was Professor Dr. Ahmad Murtada Muhammad, Head of Cluster of Governance and Integrity at the School of Government at UUM, University of Utara Malaysia. Stay with us. We have continuing breaking story coming in from Astro Awani. But that's it from me for this evening. I am Ibrahim Sani. You're watching Notepad.